September 10, 1928. One who operates in the divine will opens as many doors between heaven and earth, for as many acts as she emits. The glory of Adam in heaven. How his acts prior to his fall into sin remained intact and beautiful, while he remained wounded. How, in Adam, it is known in heaven what God did in the creation. I was following all that the divine will had done in the creation and redemption. I wished to leave not even one of its acts without my little act, as company and perennial homage of glory and of love for a will so holy. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, how content I am that you do not leave my divine will isolated in its so many works, done not for itself, as it had no need of it, but only out of love for the creature. You must know that as you move from one of our works to another to recognize our love in them and to give us love and glory, we find the return of our love in the one who recognizes our works. How bitter and sorrowful it is to do good out of pure love, and not to be recognized. And when we find one who recognizes our works, we feel as though repaid for what we have done, because we gave love, and love we receive. And to one who lives and operates in our divine will we give freedom to establish many bonds between heaven and earth, to open many doors of communication, to place many chains so as to make her acts ascend into heaven, and make many graces descend for the good of all creatures. In fact, these works of ours, that of creation and that of redemption, have been done upon the face of the earth, and have the virtue of opening heaven, and in order to open it, we make use of one who operates in our divine will." And while he was saying this, he showed me many open doors in heaven, through which many gold chains descended, which bound the earth for as many works as my sweet Jesus had done. Then, I continued my round in the works of the Supreme Majesty, and as I reached the point of the creation of man, I thought to myself, Adam lived the beginning of his life in the divine will. Therefore his thoughts, words, works and steps were animated by the unity of the Fiat, which embraces everything and contains everything, nothing escapes it. So, his acts possess the totality and fullness of everyone and of all goods. And if one act alone done in this way, in the unity of the Fiat which embraces everything, is such that all of the other acts of creatures put together cannot equal this one act, Adam, who lived a period of his life in this unity of the Fiat, who knows how many he was able to do. So, his glory in heaven must be great, and perhaps it surpasses everything, except for the sovereign queen who formed her whole life in the divine will. It is true that Adam sinned and went out of this unity of divine will, but though he went out, his acts remained, because I believe that no force, either divine or human, can destroy even one act alone done in this unity of the Fiat which embraces everything and possesses everything. God himself cannot annihilate a similar act. At most, he would have to destroy his own divine will, which he cannot do either, because being eternal and infinite, without beginning and without end, it is untouchable by anything, and no one can touch it. While my poor and little mind wandered amidst these and other thoughts, and I would have wanted to free myself so as to move on, my beloved Jesus, making himself seen, told me, "Daughter, of my supreme volition, I want to hide nothing from you, because for one who lives in it, my will itself becomes the revealer of what it has done for love of the creature, and of that which the creature herself has done in it, because it carries these acts in its womb, as the triumph of its works. Now, you must know that, indeed, Adam possesses a glory in heaven which is given to no one else, as holy as he may be, except for my celestial mama, because no one else possesses even one act in the unity of my divine will. It was just and decorous for our divine majesty that the first creature that came out of our creative hands possess more glory than all the others. More so, since the first period of his life was carried out as we wanted. One can say that it was our life, our will and our works that flew within him. How could we destroy this first period of the life of Adam, since it was more ours than his? it is useless even to think about it. Whatever is done in our divine will remains untouchable, no one can touch it, because these acts enter the divine and infinite order. And even though Adam slipped and fell, his acts done up to that moment remained intact and beautiful, just as he did them. He was the one who remained wounded, ill, our image disfigured in him, because our divine will, which had taken on the commitment to keep him beautiful, fresh, strong, holy, completely in order with us, just as we created him, was no longer in him, because Adam himself had rejected it. But his works done up to the moment in which he had the misfortune to fall, and which possess the unity of our fiat, suffered no change, because we too were jealous of these acts which had glorified us so much. They had put us in feast, as we saw that man, our son, elevated himself up to us in order to absorb within him our divine manners, our likeness, and to bring us joys, happinesses, the return and the smile of all created things in the unity of our will. We were enraptured in seeing our dear son, the work of our hands, live in our will as in our home. Taking from our own, he was able to bring us new happinesses and joys without end. My daughter, the first period of the life of Adam is unforgettable for us, for him, and for all heaven. After he fell into sin, he remained like a blind person who, before losing his sight, has done so many beautiful works as to fill heaven and earth. Who could ever say that those are not works done by him, only because he voluntarily lost his sight? And that, since he can no longer repeat them because he is blind, the ones he has done remain without value? Certainly no one. Or, if a person who applies himself to study science, in the middle of his studies no longer wants to continue, can anyone take away or destroy the good of the science he has acquired, only because he does not continue? Certainly not. If this happens in the human order, much more so, and with more validity and certainty, in the divine order. So, by virtue of the first period of his life, innocent and carried out all in the unity of our fiat, Adam possesses such glory and beauty that no one can equal him. At the mere sight of him, all of the blessed recognize how beautiful and majestic the creation of the first man was, enriched with so much grace. In looking at him, they can see, in him, the incalculable good of the divine will in the creature, and the joy and happiness that the creature can possess. In him alone, as though within a mirror, the blessed can see how man was created, the exuberant love that we had for him, the abundance with which we enriched him. We gave him everything, as much as a creature could contain, to the point of overflowing outside and being able to flood the whole earth. If it were not so, if the whole magnificence of our creative hands could not be seen in Adam, then the great things we did in the creation, and that which the creature does and can do in our divine will would not be known even in heaven. It is our love that demands this, and also our justice that wants to keep, in heaven, the reality of that image, as man was created, and not another man, but the very one who came out of our creative hands, so that, if the earth does not know him, heaven may know him. They look at their origin in Adam, and, grateful, they thank me and pray that my fiat may come to reign upon earth, and form more images, more beautiful than Adam, because he was not a complete work in my divine will, but a period of life. Only the Sovereign Queen possesses complete life and works in my fiat, therefore there is no one who can equal her. My will wants to make more complete lives in it, so as to repeat what it did in the creation, to make known to the earth the way and the order in which the creature was created, and the great, beautiful, holy things that my divine will can do in her. Moreover, you must know that, up to now, I have not manifested to anyone either the great qualities of Adam, or his sublimity, greatness and sanctity as he lived his first period of life in the unity of my will, and by virtue of his acts done in it, the great glory that he enjoys in heaven. Many, on the contrary, believed that since he slipped into sin, he could at most have a glory common to all the other blessed, or perhaps even less than the others. But wanting to restore again the kingdom of my divine will, I feel within me a necessity of love to manifest the first epoch of creation, and the first period of the life of Adam, all of divine will, as well as the glory which he enjoys in heaven by virtue of it, so that, as the other creatures come to know a good so great, they may dispose themselves and long for the divine fiat on earth as it is in heaven.